Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another podcast. Today's podcast is going to be about vowel and consonant sounds. In English, sounds are slightly different from your native language. Some of them are similar, but not all of them are the same. So it helps when you understand how these sounds are made, how they are produced. It helps you a lot in trying to pronounce words better, because sometimes you have a longer word and it gets difficult for you to pronounce the word. But if you are able to chunk the words into syllables and into individual sounds, you'll be able to pronounce the word the way it is supposed to be pronounced, no matter how difficult that word is. Something to understand with consonants and vowels, particularly vowels in English. Vowel sounds aren't going to be pronounced the way they look all the time. There are combinations usually that give us a different pronunciation. There are, you know, factors like stress, intonation, that's going to influence the way these sounds are pronounced. So it is important to understand that now we are in the realm of phonetics. Basically, we are dealing with sounds individually, right? But once they are in context, it gets a little bit difficult to try to predict, although there are rules to predict these combinations. Maybe we can do another podcast on it. But yeah, now we're just trying to understand the sounds native speakers make, either consonants or vowels. Some of these are going to be easier, so it should not be that difficult for you to pronounce. But I want you to repeat. I want you to be like practicing with me all the time. So do a lot of repetition. I know it might sound difficult, so I'm going to try to repeat. And also, I want you to repeat in the background. That way you get this correct pronunciation of the sounds. Okay? All right. We will start with consonant sounds. The first sound is B. B. As in bed. Lab. B, bed, and lab. D, d, as in dog and lady. D, dog, lady. F, f, as in fog and farm. F, fog and farm. G, g, as in gate and goat. G, as in gate and goat. H, as in high and hurry. High and hurry. H, high and hurry. E sound, as in yacht and yesterday. E, yacht and yesterday. K, k, as in cab and stick. Something to understand with this particular sound. In English, we have three sounds, ke, pe, and te. These three sounds tend to be followed by an aspiration like a he sound after it. Whenever these particular sounds are followed by vowels, you tend to have this he sound, an aspiration after the sound. So instead of saying cab, it's going to sound like cab, cab. There are other languages that have ke sounds, but they're not aspirated, like French and other languages. But in English, ke, he, and te are aspirated sounds, meaning they have like a he sound after them, especially when they are followed by vowels. So ke, as in cab and stick. Something to notice again, if they're followed, if they are preceded by se, that aspiration tends to disappear. So we don't have any aspiration if these three sounds like ke, te, and pe, followed by a vowel, but preceded by se, the aspiration tends to disappear. L, as in lie and bottle. In English, this sound l tend to be light and dark. It is dark if it is at the start of a word. It is light if it is in the middle. So bottle as almost like disappears, and lie, bottle, right? Mug, women, mug, and women. N as in net and ton. N, net, and ton. Ng, as in ding and finger. Ng, as in ding and finger. These are the only three nasal sounds. We call them nasal sounds because they are produced by air coming from your nasal cavity. If you try to close your mouth and pronounce these sounds, you get ng, n, and m, right? No other sound is produced from your nasal cavity except for these, right? That's what we call them, nasal sounds, okay? P, as in put and hope. As we said before, p is one of those sounds that are aspirated, meaning they can be followed by like a subtle he sound after them. Put and hope. This is different from r or other r sound. R in English is slightly different. R, not, it's not ra in Arabic or r in French. It's r, something somewhere, somehow in between. So ride, fry. R, ride, fry. S, as in sun and mist. S, sun, mist. Sh sound, as in shy and wash. Sh, as in shy and wash. Something important with this sound tend to be made by combining two, sometimes, most of the time it's going to be made by combining two consonants, s and the he. Most of them, when you have these two sounds together, you are going to get the sh sound. It also, you can find it with the te, ion. Sometimes you have that combination and it is going to be pronounced ar shin, right? So in this case, it is sh as in shy or wash. Te as in tap and let. Te, tap and let. Ch, as in change and watch. These are two sounds combined together, te and sh, and you get ch, change and watch. Again, with this sound, you get most of the time when you get the combination of a ch, the tends to be pronounced as ch, change and watch. The sound, this one is slightly different. Notice that th as in tha in Arabic, th. It is made by placing your tongue between your teeth. Th. Notice if you compare it with te, te, te is made by placing your tongue behind your teeth. Te, te, right? Whereas the is made by placing your tongue between your teeth. Again, this is these are voiceless sounds. We will see what the other sounds that are voiced. Again, the and te. Notice it is a difference between te. You don't say taught, you say thought, thought. If you say taught, that's the past of to teach. But if you say thought, that is an idea. Thought, I have a thought. Again, examples. Th. Thought, think, cloth. Next sound, th. It is slightly different from de in English. De is made by placing your tongue behind your teeth. And your vocal cords vibrate. So, de, 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 right? But this sound we're talking about right now, there, it is made by placing your tongue between your teeth and your cords or vocal cords vibrate. So, the, as in this and father. Something interesting about this sound is that it occurs most of the time if it is in linking words. Or if the TH is between two vowels, you get this sound. Pay attention. Cloth. Now, if we add a vowel sound to cloth, you get clothes. Bath. Bathes, right? And you get father, mother, right? All of those TH are in between two vowels, right? Very important to notice. V, as in vet. And knives, w, as in y and y. Z, as in zoo and lady. Z, zoo, lady. G, it exists in English, g sound, as in pleasure, measure, vision, leisure, and more. The next sound is combines d and g, so you get g. J, as in just, large, jury, justice, journalism, right? So J, J sound. Pay attention to J. It's not J, it's J sound. Okay, we are done with consonant sounds. Now we are going to move on to vowel sounds. Now let's talk about vowel sounds. Vowel sounds are divided into three. Short vowels, these are shorter pronunciations of those vowels. Long vowels, these are extended pronunciations of those vowels. And last, what we call diphthongs. These are gliding sounds. Basically, two sounds are combined together, right? So we start with a vowel and then we end with another one. We will start with short vowels for now. It is important to notice that short vowels in English tend to be followed either by one consonant or two consonants and sometimes three consonants. If they are followed by one consonant and then another vowel, which is E most of the time, then the pronunciation tend to change to a diphthong or a longer pronunciation. But if they are followed by only one consonant or two consonants, the pronunciation tends to be most of the time shorter. Of course, we have some exceptions, but again, most of the time, pronunciation tends to be shorter. So we'll start with the first vowel, as in cup, luck. As in cup and luck. As in cat and black. As in cat and black. E, as in hit and sitting. E, as in hit and sitting. A, in met and bed. E, met and bed. Pay attention, most of the time when you have E in English and it is in a word where it is you have a consonant, vowel, and then another consonant, the pronunciation of that E most of the time is an E, E, E sound, right? Also, sometimes when we have E and A, it also could pronounce as in head, right? Pronounce an E, E sound. Set, let, net, right? All of these are pronounced with an E, E sound, right? Next one is what we call Ishva in English. It's an E, E, E sound. This tends to exist in words or syllables that are not stressed. If a syllable is not stressed, it tends to get this sound. So you get away, about, away, about. Next one is an ah sound, ah, as in hot and rock. Ah, hot and rock. Ooh, as in put and could. Most of the time, modal verbs tend to, like could, should, would, all of them are pronounced with an ooh sound. So, ooh, could, should, would. We don't say could, should, would. You just say could, would, should. Okay? We're done with our short vowels. Let's move on to long vowels. Again, these are extended pronunciations of those vowels, not all of them. We only have five in English, five long vowels, right? So we take those five short vowels and we extend the pronunciation, we stretch, we stay longer, okay? So instead of ah, you get ah, arm, father, ah, arm, father. You get like turn, learn. Turn, learn. E will change to E. E as in see and heat. See, heat. E. And you get aw, aw. Remember aw? And then it will change to aw, aw, as in call, call, and for, call, and for. Next is, remember, ooh, now it will change to ooh, ooh. So, blue and food. So again, ooh and blue. So, ooh, blue and food. We're done with long vowels. Now let's move on to the last. Let's move on to the last list, which are diphthongs. These are combinations of two sounds, two vowel sounds. One vowel sound will start with a vowel sound and will end with another one. We don't pause in between. It's like these two sounds are combined. So we start with a and then we end with e. I, okay, as in five or I, five or I. Important sometimes to predict the sounds, you can find this sound in this structure. If a word has I, the alphabet I, and followed by a consonant and then E, we tend to pronounce the I as a diphthong. So I, five, right? I and five. Like, nice, and more examples. Next one, ow, ow. Notice ow as in now. I need you now. Now and ouch, ouch, ouch. A as in say. And number eight, eight. It's also the past, the pronunciation of the past of to eat, eat, ate, and eaten. So, A, say, ate, make, late, fake, date, and more. Oh, this one is either pronounced O or O, depending on the accent. Most of the time, Americans tend to pronounce it like an O, but British people tend to pronounce it like an O. So go and home. British people say go and home, a little bit around. Again, O or O. Next one is oi, oi, as in boy and join. Boy and join. Again, oi, boy, and join. The next three sounds are followed by R, right? If these sounds are followed by R, we get this pronunciation, right? It's only because of this pronunciation we get this a diphthong pronunciation. So you get as in where, right? You get ear, as in near, and you get were, as in tourist, or pure, right? Or cure, right? So again, they're followed by R. So if we were to remove the R, you get e, and u. But most of the time, again, if you're British, you will not be pronouncing the R. Where are you, right? That's British. But if you're American, you need to pronounce the R. So where are you, right? You need to pronounce the R. So er, and then ear, so near, and then were, as in pure, cure, tourist, and there are more examples. Very important that you do a lot of practice. Start whenever you come up with a word, do a lot of practice. This helps you build or improve your pronunciation, especially later, especially the older you are. It gets pretty difficult for you to learn faster. If you are very young, it's easier for you to pronounce, and you are at the stage where you can learn faster. But I think the older we get in general, the more difficult for us to pronounce these vowels and consonant sounds. Hopefully today's podcast was interesting. Hopefully you learned something from the podcast. But yeah, until then, take care and bye.